Are you interested in spiritual things? Have you ever tried to talk to somebody about spiritual things who was not interested in spiritual things? I want to share with you today five reasons why you should be interested in spiritual things. In fact, I want to share with you five reasons why you should be interested in true Christianity. In true Christianity. And I probably need to explain, when I say true Christianity, I do not mean just a non-denominational independent New Testament Christian church. I do believe the non-denominational independent New Testament Christian church is the closest church there is to the Bible. I'm very honored to be a part of this church. But while I think we are Christians only, I do not think we're the only Christians. I think there are Christians in a lot of different denominations, a lot of different groups, and I respect them as Christians and believe I'm going to spend eternity with them. I find myself disagreeing more violently with the ones that are closer to me doctrinally than the ones that's a long ways away from me, if that makes any sense to anybody but me. I want to talk about reasons why you should be interested in true Christianity. The real Christian. Jesus said there are going to be many false teachers. There are going to be many false teachers. Jesus also taught there are going to be more people lost than saved. There are going to be more people lost than saved. And so I've been reminded recently the difficulty of non-Christians of trying to find out about true Christianity. Let me give you a personal illustration that has nothing to do with Christianity, but I think illustrates the point that it is difficult to grasp something that you don't understand.